USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden invited our northern and southern neighbors to the White House. The meeting was hailed as the Three Amigos, as Biden met with Mexican President Lopez Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. Biden said migration and poverty were some of the biggest challenges.
To have to manage the challenges of unprecedented migration in our hemisphere and to take on inequity that continues to deny opportunity to too many people.
The annual North American Leaders Summit had some catching up to do, as former President Trump didn't hold any of the meetings during his presidency. The jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin is continuing. The teenager is accused of shooting three people, killing two of them during police protests last year. The judge banned a news network from the courtroom. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. More companies are closing down some of their brick-and-mortar stores.
CVS is closing 900 stores over the next 3 years. That's nearly 10% of their United States locations, while adding more health services at remaining locations. The largest U.S. pharmacy chain saying they will close 300 stores a year while adding primary care offices at certain sites, as well as converting more stores into so-called health hubs with offerings such as diagnostic testing, mental health services, and hearing exams. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a video of the state's latest attempt to secure the Texas-Mexico border. 20 shipping containers lined up along the riverbank next to the international bridge that connects Eagle Pass with Mexico. Behind the containers, images showed a fleet of Department of Public Safety patrol cars and dozens of officers walking around. Abbott had touted the idea of using shipping containers at the border on October 28th when he was a guest on Fox News. He said on that day that the National Guard was to begin placing containers at potential migrant crossing points to serve as a blockade to prevent them from coming across the border. Abbott, who's up for re-election next year, has made immigration enforcement a priority for his administration, pushing an agenda that includes building more barriers along the border, directing troopers to arrest migrants crossing the Rio Grande, and deploying the National Guard to different parts of the border and suing the Biden administration for what the governor has described as President Biden's open border policies. The shipping containers are the latest technique that the state has deployed to halt migrants at the border. In September, troopers created a mile-long wall of patrol vehicles along the riverbank in Del Rio after more than 1,500 asylum-seeking migrants, most of them from Haiti and other parts of Latin America, gathered under the international bridge there. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.